Remarks at Ken Metz's Memorial Service, July 28, 2018, by Judy Wilkinson. The following remarks may not be the exact text of the streamed broadcast, as what follows is an expanded version of the notes I used that day. Today, as its president, I am here representing the California Council of the Blind, and like all of us, to celebrate the life of our dear friend Ken. Let me extend thanks to Guide Dogs of America for hosting this event, and to ACB Radio for streaming it without charge. Because of ACB Radio, people are listening throughout the state, the country, and even the world, because indeed, Ken had friends everywhere. A couple of days ago, I was tallying up a board vote and could only come up with 14. Where was that 15th vote? And then suddenly, the gut-wrenching realization, Ken, elected CCB's second vice president just 9 short weeks before his death. Ken, so much bigger than life, with that infectious belly laugh, those phone messages complete with dogs and cats. The recently modified mission of the California Council of the Blind is to increase independence and equality for all Californians who are blind or low vision. In accomplishing this mission, there is a black hole in the CCB universe, a vacuum created by the absence of this gifted advocate, this joyous people person. Hours before his death, the CCB board voted to induct Ken into its Hall of Fame. Pam assures us he knew and thanked us. This award is so richly deserved, and Pam will accept the official award in his honor at our convention in June 2019, celebrating CCB's 85th anniversary. Ken devoted over 45 years to the work of helping blind people. Yes, most of that time was with the council, but Ken didn't have boundaries. We remember his love of radio and participation in local broadcasts to promote awareness of important issues, and his many years as an active Lions Club member. Ken didn't have time for infighting, backbiting, or organizational politics. For instance, there was a woman from Arizona who needed help getting to medical appointments in Southern California. Ken said, "Of course I'll meet her and go with her." Can you imagine how many hours this act of kindness, repeated several times, took? There were people needing help with Social Security, with rehab claims. Children needed someone to teach their parents about what they needed. There were guide dogs who needed protection. Statewide fundraising efforts needed Southern California involvement. Chapters needed to be founded. Chapters needed leadership. Chapters needed fun. How about another hot dog and some of Ken's famous spicy chili at his chapter's annual baseball-themed fundraiser? Other chapters needed bolstering. Just a few months ago, Ken and Bob Acosta visited one of our revitalized outlying chapters. But no matter how much he was doing, he was ready and willing to do even more. "Hello, sweetheart. What do you need? How can I help?" "Ken, I need you to be the resource point person for CCB in Southern California." "Ken, I need you to visit your local legislator." "Ken, I need you to chair the awards committee." "Hey, Ken, I need you." By the way, just this past January, Ken spearheaded organizing a regional meeting of CCB chapters. All this in just the past few months. Perhaps no one but Pam knew how much Ken struggled to overcome health issues these past few years, all the while soldiering on with the work. Let me tell you about the Woodland Hills Convention Banquet in 2015, where Ken was the master of ceremonies. Suffering terrible neuropathy as this lifelong braille reader struggled with his notes, knowing his longtime friend Abby Shoman had collapsed and been rushed to the hospital hours earlier. But did people in that audience or listening on ACB Radio know any of this? No. This valiant man made us laugh, kept things moving, and that says it all. Every time I get discouraged and whine, thinking people are petty, that the struggle isn't worth it, that the path is too steep, I remember Ken and realize we can't disrespect all he stood for. We can't let him down. I hear, "Hi, sweetheart, what can I do? How can I help?"